This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. If you were born after December 1st, 1964, the feds want to get real with you. The Homeland Security Department has reportedly finalized new regulations for complying with the Real ID Act, an anti-terrorism law passed by Congress in 2005. The new rules call for people 44 and younger to get more secure driver's licenses. Some state officials remain skeptical about the plan, which reportedly calls for the information on license applications to be shared among more agencies and for all states to check Social Security numbers and immigration status. The American Civil Liberties Union objects to the plan, calling it a kind of national identity card. Once the rules are rolled out, states must come into compliance by 2011. President Bush took a break today from meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders to tour some of Israel's holy sites. Mr. Bush visited places where Jesus is said to have performed miracles and delivered the Sermon on the Mount. The president also donned a yarmulke and rekindled the eternal flame at the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem.
I was most impressed that people in the face of horror and evil would not forsake their God. That in the face of unspeakable crimes against humanity, brave souls, young and old, stood strong for what they believe.
Mr. Bush has spent the past couple of days in Israel hoping Israelis and Palestinians will resume their stalled peace talks. There were no major breakthroughs, but Mr. Bush says he'll return to the region in May for another push. Now he heads to Kuwait for an update on Iraq security and a meeting with Iraq Commander General David Petraeus. An attempt by the African Union in Kenya to broker a deal between incumbent President Mwai Kibaki and his rival Raila Odinga has failed. Odinga's backers are again urging nationwide protests. Incumbent Mwai Kibaki won another term in the December 27th voting. More than 500 people have been killed and another 250,000 displaced in ethnic fighting over the results. Now former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is expected to step in, but he won't get to Nairobi before Tuesday. And a key figure in the U.S. Army's probe of prisoner abuse and torture at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq now says the investigation didn't go far enough. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen L. Jordan faced a court-martial for his role in the 2004 scandal. Jordan was convicted on the minor charge of disobeying an order, a conviction that was dismissed this week. The case led to the convictions of 11 soldiers, but none ranked higher than staff sergeant. Jordan says more people throughout the chain of command should have been charged, and that the probe failed to establish a link between conditions at Abu Ghraib and those at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. He plans to write a book about his experiences. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Bill.
Thank you, Laura.